1340 96.5 KVGC, topping the news on this Wednesday morning, 23rd day of September. A suspect in yesterday's early morning fire at Les Schwab Tire has been arrested. First reported around 6:25 Tuesday morning, the fire was determined to be arson. Shortly after the fire started, the nearby AM-PM convenience store called and reported a theft had just occurred. Through investigation, deputies were able to link Tyler Sinclair Moore, a local transient from Sacramento, to both crimes. Moore was later located in the Amador Ridge Shopping Center, where he was interviewed and ultimately arrested. Moore was transported and booked into the Amador County Jail on an arson-related charge. Additional photos of the fire damage and the arrest of Moore have been posted on the KVGC Facebook page.
Well, a fire weather watch was issued yesterday for this weekend for areas of Amador and all of Calaveras County. The fire weather watch issued by forecasters with the National Weather Service in Sacramento states that critical fire weather conditions expected to be possible Saturday morning through Monday morning in an area including the Mother Lode at elevations from 1,000 to 3,000 feet. Now, forecasters in Sacramento say people in the Mother Lode can expect the possibility of gusty north and east winds this weekend into Monday morning. Again, that's gusty north and east winds. The fire weather watch comes on the heels of more than a month of heat waves and 2 weeks of poor air quality in the Mother Lode, punctuated by nearly a week of very unhealthy and hazardous air quality.
Well, it was a full agenda for the Amador Board of Supervisors at their meeting Tuesday morning. Dr. Bob Hartman, Deputy Health Director for the county, briefed the supervisors on the COVID-19 situation. He generally presented good news, including that if infection rates remain low for another week, Amador County will be moved to the state's orange from our current red on the tiered system. Now, this would allow increased capacity at restaurants and other businesses. Hartman urged everyone to continue to practice social distancing, wearing masks, and to seek a vaccination for the seasonal flu. In public hearings, the board approved the first reading on a pair of ordinances. The first, the county zoning code, that eases restrictions on the building of secondary dwellings, often called granny flats, while the second ordinance laid out a series of standards for keeping of animals and livestock in the county. The meeting also saw the passage of the final county budget, totaling over $100 million in revenue and spending. The county has received several million dollars in COVID-19 relief funds, and despite hits to some revenues, is expected to run an $800,000 surplus.
Well, Amador County Public Health has confirmed 5 new COVID-19 cases in Amador County since last Tuesday's update. The new cases include 2 males and 3 females, 3 between the age of 18 and 49, 1 between 50 and 64, 1 over 65. Now, 2 of these residents reside in Ione, 2 in Pioneer, 1 in Plymouth. Well, this week, Amador remains in the red tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy tier structure. If Amador continues demonstrating COVID-19 stability, the county will be allowed to advance to the less restrictive orange tier in 1 week, next Tuesday, the 29th. But practicing personal prevention measures, still critical, will contribute to Amador's tier movement. At this time, total cases to date, 252. Total hospitalized in Amador County at this time, 0. Total confirmed COVID-19 deaths, 15. Now, total active cases at 10. Total released from isolation, 227. Testing is still available here in Amador County. For assistance scheduling an appointment, call the Amador Testing Helpline at 223-6676.
And on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 3 new cases of COVID in that county. The 3 additional cases being reported include 1 female and 2 males between 18 to 49 years of age. Calaveras County remains among California counties where the county risk level is substantial. This means that some indoor business operations are allowed to proceed with specific modifications. Calaveras Public Health urging everyone to help the county lower its risk by taking necessary steps to prevent being exposed to the virus. To date, Calaveras reports 314 confirmed cases of COVID. Of those, 293 have since recovered, while 7 cases remain active. There have been a total of 14 confirmed deaths. Again, testing remains the number one to fight COVID. The OptumServe COVID-19 testing site is located at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Testing is available to those age 3 and older. Walk-ins are accepted. Now, by the fight in COVID, I mean the fight for the county to reduce its level on the tiered county, or pardon me, the tiered state level.
Well, it's likely that flu viruses and coronavirus will both spread this fall and winter. The local healthcare system in Amador and Calaveras could become overwhelmed, treating both patients with the flu and COVID-19. Getting a flu vaccine this year is more important than ever. While getting a flu vaccine will not protect you against COVID-19, there are many benefits to getting it. Flu vaccines have been shown to reduce the risk of flu illness, hospitalization, and death. Getting a flu vaccine can also save healthcare resources for the care of those with COVID-19. Well, Calaveras Public Health will hold a no-cost drive-through flu clinic for those 10 years of age and older, Thursday, October 15th, 9 to 4 at Calaveras High School. The event is in collaboration between Calaveras Public Health and Dignity Health Mark Twain Medical Center. Now, as Amador County prepares for entering the flu season, Public Health will hold a free drive-through clinic in Amador County Saturday, October 24th, 10 to 2 at the Church of the Nazarene. Flu vaccination is recommended for all community members over the age of 6 months. Please speak with your local medical provider or your pharmacist for flu vaccine for those under 10.
And social distancing protocols have prevented Mark Twain Medical Center from hosting its traditional 600-plus attendees during the annual fall health fair. However, the $45 blood analysis screening, which hundreds of local residents always take advantage of at the event, are still available by appointment over the next few weeks. Now, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., you can make an appointment. Over the years, low-cost blood analysis screening has been one of the most popular features at Mark Twain Medical Center, their health fairs. It includes a chemistry panel, thyroid, complete blood count, lipid panel, iron for women, PSA for men, and vitamin D deficiencies. Visit the hospital website or call 754-5919 for more information. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Again, Supervisor Forrester at 8:30 with an update on yesterday's board meeting. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.